A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March the 9th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the opening of borders for vaccinated people and other issues.
And also, we are going to look at the clashes between locals and foreign nationals in Alexandra Township in Johannesburg yesterday, which left several people injured, local stores destroyed, and many businesses shut. The fight broke out when a group of locals went around the township, forcibly shutting down businesses owned by foreign locals, by foreign nationals, and asking South Africans to take over their vending stores. Police have since calmed down the situation, but the residents have vowed to shut down the township till foreigners leave.
We'll also talk about what is happening in Ukraine following Russia's invasion about 12 days ago, and attacks on cities resulting in locals and Zimbabweans fleeing to neighboring countries.
Hongu wadio watereri, tunogamuchira mchirongwa chedu, chatunotarisa zvirikusangana nevana veZimbabwe kunze kwenyika, nevari munyika, che diaspora forum. Nasi uri musi wechitatu, Kurume 9, 2022. Nyaya zvatiri kutarisa, dzinosanganisira, nyaya yekurwiswa kwezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika nezuro, takanzwa kuti muSouth Africa, mumusha weAlexandra, makava nebata murefu, bata mupfupi, zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa, zvichirwisa zvizvarwa zvekunze, vachipwanya zvitoro zvavo nenzvimbo dzekushandira, vachiti havadi kuti vekunze vange vari muSouth Africa vachitora mabasa nemabhizimusi imomo. Ndo imwe yenyaya tichatarisa. Tichatarisawo kuvhurwa kwakaitwa mabhodha kana migano yeZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika, kuti vose vakabaiwa nhomba vange vachikwanisa kubuda vachienda kunze vachidzoka. Tinoziva kuti hurumende kuburikidza nedare recabinet vakapa chisungo ichocho masondo maviri adarika. Asi panga pasati pavhurwa mabhodha nokuti painzi panoda kutanga paiswa mutemo unobata nyaya idzodzo dzekuvhurwa nekupinda kwevanhu munyika. Zvinove zvakazoitwa nezuro. Saka mabhodha avhurwa, vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachida kuenda kunze vave kukwanisa kubuda vachienda kunze. Asi hazvirevi kuti vanongobuda madiro ajojina, vanofanira kunge vaine umbo hwekuti vakabaiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19, kupararira kweCOVID-19. Tichatarisawo zviri kuitika muUkraine zvichitevera kupinda kwakaita Russia munyika iyoyo. Sezvataurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube, kwava nemazuva ano pana 12 Russia yatanga kurwisa Ukraine, zvaita kuti vakawanda vaende parumwananzombe. Vana veZimbabwe vari imomo vachisanganisirwa vari kungogara vakabatira ura mumaoko. Tinonzwa kuti vazhinji vakakwanisa kunge vachitiza kubuda muUkraine imomo vachienda kunyika dzakapoteredza dzakaita sePoland, Romania neGermany. Asi tinonzwa kuti kuchine vamwe vana veZimbabwe vanofungidzirwa kunzi vangadari vari mune rimwe bhanga kana imwe nzvimbo yakachengetedzeka iri pasi yakavharirwa zvinonzi mabridge nemigwagwa zvakadimurwa nekurwiswa ikoko zvaita kuti vana vange vari munjodzi. Hurumende yakatizivisa kuti vana 110 vakanga vakwanisa kubatsirwa vachiendeswa kuZimbabwe vawaniswa matikiti endege. Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo zvirikandaba njengowake uJonga erufaka ngeudaba lwechiro namhlanje kunenge esikwenzayo namhlanje ke sikhangela okwenzakala kule South Africa. Siyakwazi ukuthi le mngceleni khonangale ke sokuvuliwe Black Beach, sokuvuliwe njalo Plumtree ezinye indawo, kodwa nxa umuntu engena kumbe ephuma kumele atshengisele phela ukuthi wahlatshwa ijekiseni yokunqabela iCOVID-19. Iye siyabona njalo ke nxa sikhuluma ngokwenzakala kule South Africa, kule operation yeDudula sibonileke eAlexandria township Johannesburg khona ngale kulabanye abantu abalimeleyo sibili khonapho ke kade sokutshaywana phakathi kwabathenga bethengisa impahla labadabuka kule South Africa. So abakwele South Africa bathi kumele abantu bokuza basuke emkambo njalo besuswe emsebenzini le engani imisebenzi labo abayenelisa ukuthi bayenze. So ke kugcina kuvalwa sibe umkambo khona ngale abantu bekwele South Africa besithi kumele betshaye phansi. Nxa sesikhangela njalo kulokunye ongeveza kuti abantu abata kwa Zimbabwe chonga ama ngapasi kwa Zimbabwe special permits baada kukuti mesule kukuti ndongi singa tizabu kufika mshaka 31 mpala wazi lonyara mwa wabedilisi kutu wangele umanya mafisazi so haba nini haba wangele zilutu wafika kuna po 272,000 kuzo kuti ngaska ngalaki Ukraine kuna ngale mwakita zole kuna lili zole Russia siyabonu kuti kula bantoma nini ya sabi waleka kule rizwe umanya na wei United Nations kuti kuti so kula bantu chunga wafika 2 million ya sabi waleka kule kuzi ngati kile Russia ukanya nazani na yugenzi kuti kifimbe in the world's name. Kuto kikamu chapeungu wa zanu kule ceasefire. Na hizo lupeungu wa njalu kutikasi ya miloki bomba lapa la lapa. So ki umea kukona ngale ki kule ni tolobu. Kuti kupuma bantu haba 5,000. Ngati mefinje ni zolo ni tolobu enlaki. So kanya kulobu zima kakuru chuka.
Tunotenda zukuru. We also have our guests tonight. We have Dr. Fusumuzi Swanda of the African Diaspora Forum and Mr. Kongani Dube. Welcome to our show.
Yes, when we look at this issue concerning Operation Tutula, we have been seeing South Africans doing these sporadic attacks, you know, on foreigners. How is this happening when the government is saying, you know, they are against this kind of system? They're saying people do not have any right to actually attack foreigners and push them out of the markets and workplaces.
Well, the government has always been saying one thing and yet it has been doing the other. What we have seen is that the political rhetoric that is against migrants in the country, which has been a song very prevalent in the opposition politics, after the local government elections, government actions started to shift quite strongly towards, you know, the extreme right, where its policies were also anti-migrant. We actually have got a national labor migrants policy now, which is looking at revising, you know, how migrants are employed, which includes those that are already admitted into the country where they can ordinarily not be employed, you know, without being again subjected to another quota, you know, from the company. So in the past, when these attacks, you know, took place, what has always been happening is that in many cases, the police would come in and become more spectators and protect, you know, the South Africans and still arrest more foreigners. However, it is a bit different now because in this particular incident, we have had more injuries in the Barra attack and the Alexander attack. But, of course, where the police have come in, they have come in like in Hillbrow and Johannesburg and managed to hold at bay the attack by, you know, the Tutula operation. And even in Alex, as they went in, they've managed to restore calm without further loss of life or destruction of property, which is a very different approach from what we have seen in the past, and which gives a little bit of confidence towards the fact that maybe policing and the rule of law might actually be seen to apply. So we know that the South African Constitution is very liberal when it comes to protest action and the right to protest, which I think a year or two back, the Constitutional Court ruled that there was no need even for people to apply to the police, you know, to basically protest, but only to notify the police that they were protesting. So people can obviously go out and protest without a lot being done. And for that reason, it does happen that sometimes the police may not be aware that there is a protest action, especially if they do not have sufficient resources. But in a nutshell, what we are seeing is that, again, from a political perspective, there is no political will to stop the attack on migrants, because a lot of these cadres in the ANC are of the view that they want the electorate to understand that it is not able to deliver services like in hospitals, at home affairs, you know, housing, simply because there are too many illegal immigrants or immigrants in South Africa. And ministers like Minister Motsoaledi is one of those leading in the forefront, in Gauteng. We've seen the Gauteng premier coming in with the Gauteng, economic township economic bill, which seeks to bar migrants from certain economic sectors, and those migrants that are to be excluded include asylum seekers and refugees, which is against, you know, the UN Convention on Refugees and Asylum Seekers. So that basically is telling us that the body language of government is actually saying that people must go. But what they speak at some stage as overall government is that we should not segregate against migrants. So it is very unfortunate.
Yes, Chonga.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. I wanted to throw a question to Mr. Dewey there, but I think his camera disappeared. Dr. Swanda, ndo zoka kwa muri. Tiri kuona dambudziko iri rinenge riri kunyanyo remera vana veZimbabwe. Ndo zvimwe chete here zviri kuitwa kune vekudzimwe nyika kushungurudzwa kana kuti vari kunyanyo nanga vana veZimbabwe.
Chokwadi chekutangana chekuti hongu vana veZimbabwe vanenge vakati wandei wokupfuura vamwe vedzimwe nyika muno muSouth Africa. Asi chatinoziva ndechekuti Operation Judula zvayo inenge inorwa hondo nevana veZimbabwe, nekuti zvinonzi vana veZimbabwe ndo vakawandisa uye ndo vari kutora mabasa vachitorera vanhu vemuno muSouth Africa. Saka competition yakanyanya iri kuwanikwa pakati pevana veZimbabwe nevemuSouth Africa, uye ndo vakazara mumarocation imomu. Saka vana veZimbabwe chokwadi ndeyekuti ndo chaivo vanenge vari kunetswa uye vari kuremerwa nezviri kuitwa neoperation Judula ichokwadi ichocho.
Tichitarisa mamiriro ari kuita zvinhu, tinoona kuti mapepa kana kuti magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permits akapera kushanda muna December, asi hurumende yakazopa grace period yegore rimwe chete kusvikawo kupera kwaDisemba wegore rino. Pane zvakawanda here zviri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe kuti vagadzirise kugara kwavo munyika ine mutemo?
Zviripo zvakati wandei, asi chikuru chiri kuitika ndechokuti inyaya dzokuti kuendwe kumatare chaiko, kuti kunotariswa kuti chiripo here chinogona kuitwa kuti vana veZimbabwe vagone kuwana makwaro ekuti vaenderere mberi vachigara muno, nekuti matambudziko avari kusangana nawo panyaya yekuti mapemiti haazi kuextendwa akawanda zvekuti tangatitotaura namini kuhome affairs nhasi nekuDepartment of Education, nekuti pane vamwe vakatanga kushanda vanga vachishanda kubva gore rapera vachiri kushanda muhurumende asi havana kutambidzwa mari dzavo, nekuti zviri kunzi havagoni kutambidzwa nekuti havana mapemiti ari valid. Saka chatiri kuona iko zvino ndokuti tiri kuona vana veZimbabwe vachiuya pamwe chete kuti vawane mumiririri kana kuti vamiririri vari pa level yakati kurei kuti nyaya yemapemiti ioneko kuti inoendwa kukoti, nekuti hazvina kuita nyore kuti vana veZimbabwe mapemiti iwayo aextendwe nenyaya yekuti kugara muSouth Africa kwemakore 5 hakuzi condition yekuti munhu anongopiwa pemiti. Kana munhu agara makore 5 anofanirwa kunge achiri kushanda apiwa basa zvekuti ari permanent kana kuti ari mupermanent life partnership relationship kana kuti relative relationship, ndokuti achipiwa permanent residence. Saka ma chances acho ekuti nyaya yacho ibudirire hana kuti wandei, asi achada kuti kutorwe mimwe mitemo yekune dzimwe nyika, nekuti bumbiro remutemo romuno muSouth Africa rinoti kana pachiitwa mutemo kana pachigadzirwa pagaro nenyaya dzemutemo, koti inofanirwa kutarisa kuti kodzimwe nyika dzinoshanda sei nemutemo wakaita seiwowo. Saka pamapepa akaendeswa kukoti paripo zvakare patinotarisa nyaya yekuendeswa kwevanhu kunyika kwavo vakawanda yatinotaura nezvekuti imass deportations, uye totarisa zvimwe zvakaitwa nenyika dzemuEU dzakapa hugari kuvanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika kuitira kuti vagone kushanda nekugara zvakanaka. Saka ndiyo mitemo yatiri kunyatsofunga kuti ndiyo ingatibatsirei, asi hazvisi nyore.
Maskangele vakasipanda konokuke okwenzaka nayo kuyoparazvekuzvula kuti kuhamba njani nesintu ungasikele kuti ina umbono wenu uyangapi konkero.
Esikubona kusenziwa ilolu hlelo lwabantu abazibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula nabathi iDudula, okubukeka kungathi ngamaqembu amabili ngoba bephikisana, sibona khona ukuthi lokhu kuqhubeka kupepethekisa inzondo ebhekiswe izekuzizalwane eziphuma ngaphandle kweSouth Africa ikakhulukazi ezeZimbabwe ngoba ezeZimbabwe ngathi iziningi kakhulu lapha eSouth Africa kanti njalo izezibukeka zincintisana kakhulu nezalapha eSouth Africa kwezomnotho nasemalokishini lapha abahlala khona kungakho izizalwane zeZimbabwe abazithandi nje kancane nakancane abantu balapha ekhaya eSouth Africa lokho sibona ukuthi kuzafike ukuthini kube nezimpi ikakhulukazi ezibheke abantwana beZimbabwe esijwayele ukubona lokhu okwesukubiza ngezilophobia okwenza ukuthi abantu bashise babulawe ngoba sibona ngathi le ndondo le kulapha esifike khona ukulwa okwenziwe izizalwane zangaphandle ngemva kwayizolo eAlexander kuye kwabacasula bona abe Operation Dudula kodwa siyabona ukuthi lesi sesiyisibindi esesithathwa ngabokuze lapha sebezitshela ukuthi hayi sibone ngathi uhulumeni akasivikela ngokwanele kanti nathi sinemulo okufuneka ukuthi sibona kanti siyazondla ngokunjalo sizazilwela sizivikele nathi sibaxotshe uma bebuye ukuzosilwisa yikho sibone kusiba nalimpi edabuke ngemva kwezolo okusho ukuthi impi phakathi kwabantu bokuza lezi zalwane zalapha eSouth Africa isingathanda ukuthi khule ibe sezingene eliphakeme kakhulu
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke jonga ngena khonapho ke
Yes, Dr. Swanda, I remember last year your organization was taking the legal route. What happened?
Yes, what happened basically is that we had two applications, an agent application and a normal application. And the agent application is the one that was dismissed on a technicality. But nonetheless, the main application is still before the courts. We are basically still at pleading stage. And supplementing the papers, which means that before long, in the next month or so, we should be applying for a set-down date. But we have other litigants that have also come on board, you know, that are trying to come in and file their cases as well, which tells us that these cases are going to be either consolidated at the end of the day. So we are going to have one of the biggest litigations that South Africa has seen in this particular regard, because it is very clear that even those that were thinking that this issue can be negotiated, that negotiations are not going to work. Government is poised on ensuring that Zimbabwe exemption permit holders are sent back to Zimbabwe. And we see a lot of CSOs, NGOs, including the South African Council of Churches, all coming up and saying, but this is not right. So obviously, when the court case, you know, finally takes place, which we hope it should happen, before the end of the year, so that at least there must be a determination before the 31st of December. But if that does not happen, our goal is to ensure that post-31 December 2022, we are going to apply for an interdict so that all the ZEP holders are not deported or asked to leave the country until, you know, the pending litigation is finalized.
And there were some Zimbabwean organizations that were opposed to your stance. They were saying there's no need for you guys to make this court battle. Have you managed to sit down as Zimbabweans and then come up with one solution?
Well, not really that we have managed. What basically has happened is it has become apparent and clear, I think, to them, because now the resistance and the negativity towards the court case has actually subsided. And clearly they have noticed that what they were hoping to achieve, because there's been no response on all the attempted negotiations that were being put forth to the South African government. So somehow I think these are the ones that are gradually now, you know, joining in the litigation, particularly in the new cases that are coming in. And they have also now subtly agreed that, look, you know, litigation needs to go on while they try what they are doing. But that vibe that we had, you know, about negotiations has completely died down now.
Thank you.
Yes, Chonga, and I think we've got another guest, Komazana. Is he there now?
No, there's no yes. one yet, yes.
She's not there yet. So,
yes, she's not there yet.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll send the another link. So when we look at Russia, you know, according to the Associated Press, Russia announced today plans for new ceasefires, you know, on Wednesdays, to allow civilians to leave parts of Ukraine that has been besieged by Russian forces. This is the day after thousands of people were able to leave a city in the northeastern Ukraine, while Ukrainian officials accused Russia of sending another evacuation route in the southern part of the country. So now, according to the Deputy Prime Minister of Ukraine, Russia confirmed evacuation routes leading out of Sumy, Mariupol, and other towns, you know, that are near Kyiv, the capital. So they are claiming that actually 5,000 people were able to evacuate Sumy on Tuesday. So the war rate is on there while we're talking about the South African issue. Let's just go to another issue, Spanda. You know, concerning these special permits. It seems most Zimbabweans won't be able to regularize their status because these visa requirements are very stringent. So tell us about that.
Yes. The truth of the matter is that the extension was calculated never at giving, you know, the Zimbabwean children, you know, residents in South Africa, or to make it easy. Ideally, you know, these were calculated to make sure that at the end of the extension, you know, and the extension was given simply because the South African government announced the decision very late in the year. The whole idea was just to get the Zimbabwean children to go back to Zimbabwe, because the South African government is responding to the right-wing, you know, populist rhetoric that says Zimbabweans are the ones that commit a lot of crimes in South Africa, and they are the ones that are taking away South African jobs. So the South African government was trying to restore its, legitimacy within the electorate by kicking out Zimbabweans as an example, because a lot of those that were talking a lot about, you know, migrants were talking mainly about the Zimbabweans. When you look at the requirements ordinarily, the people that can only qualify are people that have since married, you know, are married to South Africans or people with PRs. And that is not a very huge number, because a lot of Zimbabweans that have come into South Africa, they either came with partners, and if they did not come with partners, even when they got married, they still got married back home in Zim. It's a very small population of people that then married here in South Africa. And I doubt if it will exceed 500 or even 1,000. And then when it also comes to the scarce skills, list has also been revised. It was revised in 2022 on the 4th of February. But it is still almost the same. It is quite generous because it still involves quite a number of qualifications. But again, you will also notice that the majority of the people that are in the ZEP category are ordinary people that are middle income to low income earners, or those people that are not so highly educated to the extent that they may not have these particular scarce skills, because those with scarce skills have either left South Africa because of the challenges that South Africa has, or they've already long migrated, or they never got into the ZEP, or even if they did, because I know a few last year that were in the ZEP that had to move to get PRs, you know, because, you know, they had qualified and become doctors. So at the end of the day, the numbers that we are looking at, it will be by sheer luck that we can have 2,000 out of the 178,000 or so, or even 5,000, you know, be qualifying, you know, for the mainstream visas. It is almost impossible. Esikubonayo ngokuthi lokhu kwengezwa kwesikhathi okwamapemithi awe Zimbabwe exemption permit kwakuvele kungenzelwanga ukuthi isizalwane zeZimbabwe zithole ubuhlali balapha ekhaya. Kwakwenziwe nje kuphela ngoba sibona ukuthi uhulumeni weSouth Africa wabona ukuthi wamemezela lesimemezolo sokulethi kakhulu enyakeni ukuthi angathi ngoNovember, ikakhulu mhla ka-25, athi amapemithi kawa-extendwa ngoDisemba, izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwazihambe. Ngakho wasesithi cha, akanikeze omunye unyaka isimemezelo kumbe nalowo umusa owanikezwa kwakulezizalwane zeZimbabwe, othi hayi, sizodinga lesi sikhathi lilungisise amaphepha nokuhlala azokwenza ukuthi nihlale la. Siyabona ukuthi abantu abebevumelekile kuphela kulokho yilabo asabeshade lapha eSouth Africa, isizalwane zaseSouth Africa, kumbe abantu abanobuhlali balapha obunaphakade. Bese kusithi-ke njalo labo abathole imfundo eyalemisebenzi engajwayelekile engatholakali kalula la eSouth Africa. Ngokubona kwethu, amanani abantu asebeshade lapha kwelaseSouth Africa, isizalwane zalapha ekhaya, ngaliko liningi kakhulu ngicabanga ukuthi kanifiki nakumakhulu amahlanu mhlawumbe kumbe kuyinkulungwane kuthi nalabo abafundele izifundo lezi ezingajwayelekile ezingatholakali emisebenzini lapha eSouth Africa nabo kasibaboni bebaningi ukuthi bangafika kuyinkulungwane ngokunjalo kusobala kithi ukuthi abantu abangakwazi ukulungiselwa amaphepha ngalolu hlelo olunikezwe nguhulumeni weSouth Africa kungenzeka bangafiki inkulungwane ezimbili kanti sikhuluma ngezinkulungwane ezingamakhulu angamakhulu amaningi kakhulu ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihleli lapha ezidinga lobu buhlalo.
Ye, jonga ungangena khonapho singazuthi udibe kangaphendula.
Yes, I think Mr. Dube is back. No, this is our sister from India. Yes, let me welcome
her. Namaste.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
I'm very fine, thank you, Mr.
Okay, thank you so much. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, tonight we are discussing about the attacks on foreigners in South Africa yesterday in Alexandra. And also the opening of borders 2 weeks ago, the government announced that it will open borders, and it eventually happened yesterday for those who are vaccinated. And we are also going to discuss the Ukraine issue. But right now we are looking at how best Zimbabweans in South Africa can be safe from these attacks. What's your take on that?
According to what I see, these attacks were actually designed from up there. It's not only these citizens that are actually doing it in jail. Because if the government has rules put for peace in everything they do, just as, say, there is peaceful protest, there is ways to tackle these matters that are supposed to be done in the right way. Now, if these people are attacking foreigners in those places and the government is not doing anything, which means actually they are the ones who actually designed that thing to how it should happen. And this issue of renewing permit actually, it was not meant to work for Zimbabweans. Because even though they gave some ample time, some grace time to fix the permits, it's not everyone who's going to get the permit. That's like I said, it was designed to fail. It was designed to fail, of which if some of our sisters and brothers that are down south, the first time this issue was put on the table, I actually wish if they could have thought outside the box. I know things are very difficult back at home, but if we think of actually self-sustaining ourselves back home, we can manage. If we think creatively, we can survive back home. Because this treatment, even if it's not our country, we understand that if every dog barks in its own yard, but it's embarrassing for us. We are a great country that can do great things if given that opportunity. So I actually wish if we can think outside the box. By that time, they told us we should get out of South Africa. Think of alternatives. Think of the things that we can manage to do back at home. We can start from square one. And as much as I know Zimbabweans, we are very creative and very educated. We can do without South Africa.
Thank you so much, my sister. Yes, we are joined by our brother, Mr. Sipong Ngulube. Baba Utin. Go ahead.
Thinking that yes, it's on South Africa. That what we can do without South Africa, we can't do without South Africa right now. we've got alternatives, richer alternatives. People are striking. That's why people are crossing a crocodile-infested river. People are crossing that river during December time when the floods, that river will be full. People are risking life because of the situation at Beko. We wish there are alternatives. If there are alternatives, we should be at back home, all of us.
Yes.
But the government of South Africa is under pressure. As I said, the very government of South Africa now is under pressure from their citizens. These citizens, you have a fire corner. The government of South Africa, they are wishing. They must come. They must torture there and then. But they are trying to go very alternative. We must see for over 12 months. It's a software with the Hambani government, but we can't do anything. As that is under says, watch your match. Because they have to please their own citizens. They are not about us. It's about their own cities. Even Operation Tutula and Alabantu, we can see him on both sides. Operation Tutula, we have got a divided ANC. We have got a sponsor. A sponsor, any faction, nothing. The government is wishing we have got a Alabantu, but they have to please their own citizens. It's about elections, about votes, about next elections, about the Omar Shaba. The people are campaigning with immigration laws. People, immigration laws in South Africa, man, I say campaign. Every opposition is campaigning in immigration law. Even my layman, I don't know what I'm going to say. I saw him going to my restaurant. He's caught in a corner. I was tense. But if he needs, I'm a vote, he has to please. I'm a South African voters.
Ngiyakuzwisisa
mfowethu into oyikhulumayo kuliqiniso but yabona manje mase sesisesimeni esinje we can't force things but ma usithi asila eyinye indlela we can't survive without South Africa. I don't agree zana ngiyangutshele mfowethu iZimbabwe silomfula uZambezi. That is very rich. You can start from square one, as I said. Niyakwazi kunzima, but we can make it. Yazi, lapho khona manje angazi ukuthi what we did it eGoli. Okuncane olapho okuphetheyo khonapho kuphetheyo. Ungaya eZambezi. It's just an example. Ungaya eZambezi, whether you have skills okubamba inhlanzi or not, uzaphuma unenhlanzi kuphela. What I know is the little you have in your hand, the example I'm trying to wear is a base. The little that you get, you have in your hand right now, also wear a base. They are coming in chance. In chance, don't allow them as Taita, Oblawayo, Peru, anywhere in Zim, you can make it. You understand? Over man, the first culture like dogs, you understand? Of which we can do, see, into Emangalisa or Chinese Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans, we are known to have plan B everywhere, anyway. Yeah, I understand the mouse is going to want to be cross our own crocodiles. I believe those were desperate times. And now these are desperate times. You can do anything. Zimbabwean cross our own on our crocodiles and yeah, which means he can do anything worse than that. You understand? Yeah, kwazi ukunzi. Mina bengise goli ngoba ngasuka ekhaya. Kodwa bengiqaleke ngasebenza nenhlanzi zona lezi. So I needed greener pastures. Do you understand? Lapha ngikhona manje. It's another stage that I have. Ngiphume egoli kungakabi nalezo zinto, but okwamanje, I know if I go home, ngeke ngihlupheke. There is no need to go to a figure shooting, umsebenzi ayikho vele. You have to create your own. You have to be creative. I'm as Zimbabweans, we are very creative. We can do without South Africa.
That's the way to survive in an economy, even vendor, even bad. We have to have economy functional. We have to get it dollar level good, you are the total nothing. Who is going to buy inyama? All Zimbabweans want to start our own things. That's what we are scared of starting our own things. But the people are no, we start your own thing. After 2 months, it just goes down with the currency or with, what do you call it, money paler. We, our Zimbabweans are brave, but the situation at home, it doesn't allow this. People are connected to a certain individual, they are surviving. And to see about out of the population, you see 2% of people living a life. That's not a life. We have to have 90 or 80% of people surviving, living a good life. Afford to go to a hospital. Afford to take them to an AIS following. How many Zimbabweans can afford to take them to an AIS following? Because some teachers, they are stressed. They can't even afford to take them bed or vati. I'm a teacher. They can't afford a decent bed. I'm a teacher. They can't afford a bicycle. I'm a teacher. A qualified someone. So what do you expect to sell that whatever you want to sell, you have things that
So I understand where you're going, because this is very, very sad in the sense that, you know, most Zimbabweans are struggling, but she's proposing that you can do something better. But Mr. Ngulube is saying that's impossible. So, Dr. Swanda, if I may come to you, now, what is going to happen to most of these Zimbabweans who are stuck in South Africa and having these permits? At the end of the day, if they are deported or whatever happens to them, what do you think will happen ultimately to most of them?
Well, look, if the court cases that we have are not successful in getting, you know, these ZEPs either translated into permanent residence or some form of visa that allows them to stay in South Africa, what it simply means is that all those people that have been regulated and that are regular migrants will become irregular, because these people have built a life in South Africa. Very few might be able to go back to Zimbabwe. Maybe even less than a tenth of that number might be able or willing to go back to Zimbabwe. But even if they do, some of them might just go back so they repatriate their property, if they have got properties here in South Africa, like motor vehicles and equipment that they have acquired. So they may actually do that merely to repatriate that property. But after they have done that, chances are they would still come back into South Africa and continue to live in a life maybe as irregular migrants. So it is a catch-22 situation where the chances of a successful, you know, deportation or reduction of the numbers is very, very slim.
Yeah, so you will find this in the very first part of the story.
Ngokubona kwethu, uma kungaphumeleli ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithole ubuhlali balapha ekhaya ukudluliseka ngala macala esinawo enkantolo, sibona ukuthi iningi labo lizoqhubeka lihlala lapha eSouth Africa, lizohlala lapho kungekho emthethweni, kanti bekungabantu abahlala ngokusemthethweni. Kusho ukuthi bazogcina sebehlala lapha ekhaya bengabantu abangenawo amaphepha, bephila ngandlela lezi abaphila ngazo ukuze banakekele imindeni yabo. Ngoba kasibone ukuthi iningi labo lisasenayo impilo kwelaseZimbabwe, ngoba ineni beselihamba kokuvakasha, kanti njalo abanye bebehamba kanye kumbe kabili ngonyaka, kumbe abanye bahambe kanye ngemva kweminyaka emibili nemithathu, ngoba kungekho abanelisa ukuthi bakuhambele, ngoba bebengayitholi, iningi labo kalitholi imali eningi kakhulu ukuthi bangabe lokhu behamba phansi phezulu. Okwenzakalayo ukuthi bayathola imadlana abayithumela ekhaya ukuthi nakekele imindeni yabo, kodwa bona bangalisi ukuhamba. Osokusitsho ukuthi impilo yabo yonke ayisekho kwelaseZimbabwe, isilapha eSouth Africa. Kungakho sibona ukuthi uma kungaphumeleli ukuthi ubuhlali babo buqhubeke lapha ekhaya, bazohlala okungekho emthethweni.
Yes, I think I can throw a question to my brother, Mr. Ngulube. Let me see if he's when. Yes, I had muted him. Mr. Ngulube, you heard from Mr. Nkomazana and Dr. Siwanda, but the issue here is if the Zimbabweans can try to make a living in South Africa, what's the difference back home, like what Ms. Ngomazana just asked there? Can't they try to do that back home, whatever they are doing in South Africa?
There are no chances at home, Mister. There's no way you can survive at home. But I will agree with Mr. Svanda. As he said, Zimbabweans have been surviving in South Africa without documentation. So this documentation was a way of following the rule of law. Now, if you say you can't renew their permits, they will survive like they used to survive. And we have got a high number of Zimbabweans surviving in South Africa without documents. So the government of South Africa here is missing a point, because instead of encouraging people to live in South Africa illegal, now they are encouraging those people to live illegal. As Mr. Svanda said, less than a small fraction of people will migrate back to Zimbabwe, and probably just to take back their property and come back and survive in South Africa.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think we also need to look at the opening of the borders. Yesterday, land borders were opened. Dr. Svanda, what's the benefit of this development to Zimbabweans, especially those in South Africa, looking at how they are surviving and now that the borders are open?
Well, look, the opening of borders is helpful to the extent that it may allow, you know, Zimbabweans to send things to Zimbabwe. But this has not been really a hindrance, because look, despite the closure of the borders, life has almost always been, as normal, because the Malaysia, business has always been continuing, and people have been sending goods. Those that are trading have been able to do that. So the people in South Africa might not really benefit that much, because as and when they wanted to go to Zim, they always went to Zimbabwe. But however, it is a welcome change, because it will allow even those people that are in Zimbabwe that were buying things only from those people that were traders to also cross into South Africa and buy, things, for themselves, maybe at discounted prices than buying those that already have got markups from those people that have been, trading through transporting goods using the unconventional means of Omar Laich and truck drivers, where they have got to pay, quite heavily.
Thank you so much. Yes,
so,
I was left here, Yamusuma was one. I was left here about two. I couldn't let you go over. They have one of my scamba, my point, and I've gone over and fully rich about my permit. This is just what is back at any man that panic portes in Savera. I would see now with 10 years 500. We have a Sihamba 1.5. So, who value you to follow your church and look at see when the report. I got a show that I would double fail a month. You can budget 2,000 to be 1,500 to Hambu Yakaya. We have no as usual, just as we nobody mentions a few hours time, you have one who can't be. We to the same sentence. But in this case, I'm a point of value. In my is keep a point of the Sabbath or two. The minimum will come back, I have 4,000.
Gibbs, before we go to Ms. Ngomazana, I would want to ask Ms. Ngulube to repeat that in English for the benefit of other listeners.
I'm saying the opening of the borders, as Mr. Svanda was saying, is not too much of a benefit, but it is a benefit, because that bribery thing which has been happening at the borders now is going to be down. Like when we are traveling to Zimbabwe now, we are traveling using, let's say, a journey of 500. You could use 1,500 for just one way to Zimbabwe. But now, with the borders officially open, we can use those 500. And even if you have got a funeral to attend or any matches to attend at home, you can travel on Fridays and come back to work on nothing. It's more like we can avoid this primary things we have been paying at the porters, because we pay a lot of money at the porters there. With all the chain of officials, we have to give 100, 200, you end up spending more than 1,000 or 8,000, minimum of 1,000 at the porters there.
Yes, you can go ahead.
As I said in the beginning, I said Zimbabweans, we can do anything. Now, during the time when the borders were closed, as Mr. Nguluza said, he said when the borders were closed, they were paying much more. The journey of 500 rand, they would go up to 1,005 or 2,000, which is one-way journey. Just take a look at that money. If us Zimbabweans, as clever, as creative as we are, that kind of money, if you have it now in South Africa and the borders are open, you have that opportunity now to take all your properties or whatever you have in South Africa and go back home and invest that money that you were able to pay to bribe people on the border when it was closed. You can raise that kind of money and go and start something back home now that the borders are open. That's a very good advantage. Because we can't stay as slaves. Okay, someone says, they are actually encouraging the mother to stay illegal, just like they were saying before. There are others who were saying illegal selection and they were making it. Right? Those days, there was no Operation Dibula. Now, Operation Dibula is going to be Dibulaing everyone, illegal or with permit or no permit before. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Then, there was no Operation Dibula. People were staying illegal. Now, if they are going to continue staying illegal, they are going to be attacked. Are we seriously going to stay that? To stoop that low? Whereas we can try by all means to put together what we have and go buy and sell a tomato or two back home with our dignity intact. There is no one who cannot eat back home. As long as you do your market research very, very well, you can go back home and start selling bicycles because no one will need bicycles. You have to do your market research. If you are going to be selling something that is instantly needed, everyone buys. Everyone sacrifices. Let me buy this for my children. Let me buy this for my family. Let me buy this for myself. You can't go back home and start selling bikes and start selling suits and expensive suits. No. You start somewhere.
I know Mr. Ngulube is itching to respond to that.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. I know it's not easy. It's not easy. But we can't just stay like dogs being chased around. Like we don't have a home.
We have been staying like dogs for more than 20 years. Watch our
mouth. There was no operation to do. Like I said, they are aiming at us. They are making sure we are out.
Tina Siku ground. What is Siku Chene Pay? Tina Siku ground. Tina Siku watch our hands. Lapa was trained. They are my watch our hands.
By that time, we were allowed to sell. At least,
Operation Hamba Mapolisa. Abantu bebulala abantu. Mapolisa Tutula is Alexander. Alexander is just a radius from the 100 meters, and they were not successful yesterday. They all arrested those people. So Dudula, we've been here, we've been in situations worse than this. At Dudula, there's nothing happening with Dudula. How about they are continuing normal in South Africa? They are continuing in Johannesburg, they have never been touched by anything. But I wouldn't be able to go to the ground. We are from work as it is.
I
have a family staying in South Africa. If this weekend, Lapagozo, we are speaking Monday, plans to make me for the operation. What are you saying? Good to your job. I'm not disputing good to you are on ground. I'm in India, fine. But in the family, you understand? Okay. Ask around about people who were killed in Tafonten during the weekend. Abanye still. My family is staying in Tafonten, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm not disputing that you are on ground here in South Africa. I am going to local.
At a personal level, have you discussed this with your family and what's their take on this idea of going back home?
Apparently, my family, they are now citizens. They have been in South Africa for long. Only one member of our family is applying for that special permit that he's supposed to get. So, the rest of them are all fine. They are now South African citizens, but most of them, they are trying to apply, like extended family members. They are trying, since they have special skills, they are trying to go about that. But what I hear is they are saying they are waiting for it to be online, for them to comment.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you want to throw a last question before we go for the Ukraine issue. We only have 8 minutes left.
Yes, 1 minute each, Baba Nguluve. So, we'll lose one chance. Okay, look. So, very give up, which is very good. So, many landlords will come back. Come back.
I think you'll see us in a second. We are still trying our permits. If we fail our permits, we'll survive the way actually Jalu is back. As it is, we are still waiting. We haven't applied for them, so we are waiting. What maybe they will give us a soft landing. As Umkwanan said, they are still trying our permit to negotiate with the government. So if we get a chance, we renew our permits. That will be it. But if we fail, people will survive the way they have been surviving.
Yes, now we can turn to the Ukraine-Russia war. We are going to get us in Makmale. Well, Ukraine, the people of Konyo Mali side.
I will show you what I want to eat. President Russia, Akuma, Africa police, who was supporter during the war. But there was the USA supporter, Zimbabwe, Zama, African countries, Zama, Yakutama, USA, everything. So you can't take a side. Mountain Genesis, you can see Abulala. There was this Zimbabwe, United, there were Amazon, Africa. That is Zimbabwe is a sovereign state. Bangangene la manya mazo. But Ukraine is a sovereign state. But abantu ayivumela abantu bengena phakathi bese yabulala abantu masana be destroy infrastructure. Omunye ngehamuzi izolo sithi sekukhuluma nge racism yona lezo abantu be Ukraine emabhoda kunazokuphula. The racism vele ama East European countries wonke phose wonke le racism yona Russia yana ungahambe edrobheni bakubiza bakudlalise njengendwangu siyakwazi khona sebekwezesihlangane kwakuqalisa kungazokuphuka nge-Ukraine. Those East African countries wonke former Soviet Union nasenye countries zidawana they are racist ama-countries dawana siyakwazi ukuthi lokho kwenzakala sasibone nemabhoreni lapha bejikitela abantu ngamabhanana. They are the worst racist but okwamanje sikhuluma ngokufa kwabantu.
Yes, I wanted to ask Ms. Ngomazana your take on the issue in Ukraine. You know, there are Zimbabweans trapped there, and we understand that they are also having problems getting to the border where the government will take over from there. What advice can you give them, ma'am, in the event that they are listening to our show today?
I don't know what to say, but I would actually wish at least our embassy should maybe help out to those who can. There are some people who are facing challenges financially that they can't get to some border. So I'd appeal from our embassies to get some help to those that are looking.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Nkulube, we have heard the government saying that it has assisted 118 students so far with air tickets to go back home. Any message on that gesture by the government?
Yeah, it's a good gesture, but the only challenge, they are helping those people when they are already out of Ukraine, when they are in Poland, neighboring countries. We want them to help the people inside Ukraine like the other countries are doing. And I think even if, apart from students, we have got different citizens working in Ukraine. Apart from the students, they have to help all the citizens there. As one said yesterday, they have to have the full data of all citizens living in Ukraine. And they have to condemn the government of Russia for bombing the Ukrainians. Because that can affect us, even if it's not affecting us directly, it's affecting us indirectly. Zimbabwe's citizens are caught in the situations. Is there. Even now, the oil and fuel prices have gone up. I heard today the barrel has gone to $120. Zimbabwe fuel went up. $1.73 a litre for fuel. In the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it will go up to more than $2 a fuel.
Yeah.
We can ignore it, but it's affecting us in one way or another.
Thank you so much.
Hayi kuzaba charge kubantu ukuthi abantu bomayini sezakala ekumakhelana bayithathela kancane. Kuseza charge manje ngisisho ukuthi namhla ifuel ibarrel twice more than 139. Usisho ukuthi 150 something. So mina official experience ngisi 150 something. So that one is as affect vele kuzaze kuya ekhaya. Njengoba namhla idiz ifuel ikhweli eZimbabwe ifuel more than 173. Dollars in a $1.73 in Zimbabwe, equally in Amtad. So, in next 2-3 weeks, if this thing, they mind you, they are mad. Who says that Kubega is a child, $2 a car, if you will. If you will, there are 18 to Usha, 18 to everything. And this Kuvera's car, you're money, you're ground. Which would you want to go to that? Yes,
come on, I'm going to get him by Uja. Ask him if you want to go to Mavute.
Akupugile Dube Iko Begule News Channel Ega the E Kulumanga Hikes with fuel Mova Kulamani Amazi Abe Ayangani Afunu Nigeza Uputin some kind of sanctions that they are going to give him ama sanctions lie what kona, which means he's going to close up ama gas supply and stuff. So which meant ukuthi into zonke like barrel is they might have different digits on how much it is, but the news channel I was watching it say before the barrel was 70 and now it's 158, 159 thereabouts. As we speak right now, public transportation is gone up from today up around midday.
Thank
because I actually was going to go and post some of the things that I needed to send for my
thank
customers.
Thank you, ma'am. Our time is up.
I was very intrigued how the transport went up just thank like you. That.
Yes, Gibbs, our time is up. I think we can wrap up and say goodbyes to our guests.
Thank you so much. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Nomtata Zonkomazana in Mumbai, India, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, a holder of the Zimbabwean Special Permit, and Dr. Vusimo Sibanda of the African Diaspora Global Network. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stuber saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.